Well, we have the New South Wales Champions of Sports ceremony. We're looking forward to that. The Star in Sydney next Monday. You'll be there, Loz, which will be 6 p.m. kickoff for that. One of the athletes nominated for Athlete of the Year is a real favourite with the fans. Her name's Jessica Fox, and she joins us on the line. G'day, Jess.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Anytime, anytime. This is exciting, being nominated for Athlete of the Year for New South Wales.
Yeah, definitely. I won the award last year, which was a huge, huge honour. It was a massive year last year. So, I'm super excited to be nominated again. And there are some phenomenal female athletes on that list. And it's pretty special to be part of that group.
Oh, you had an exceptional year, Jess. You won two gold medals, one in Prague at the ICF canoe slalom, and you won a World Cup title as well.
Yeah, it was not as dominant as last season, but I still had some really consistent performances on the podiums and finished off really well at the World Cup final in Prague, where I won the overall World Cup title in both events. So that was probably the highlight of my season. And then went on to the World Champs and got 2 second places there. It was really tight racing. I think I was 0.4 of a second from defending my world title, but still really happy with another podium at the Worlds. And that kind of, with that medal, I earned selection onto the Tokyo Olympic team, which was just announced on the weekend.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a super exciting year, and now to be qualified is really special.
Yeah, congratulations on qualifying for the Olympics. Now, you're still a young lady. You're only 25 years of age. How much improvement is there to come from Jess Fox?
I guess it's something that I'm continually searching for. You know, I think there's always something to improve on, and I really like the speaking of Tokyo and Japan. I really like the Japanese concept of Kaizen, which means continuous improvement. So always looking for those different elements where, you know, whether it's physical, mental, technical, I can always get a 1% improvement. So, you know, some of the women who have won the games in previous years in their 30s. So, yeah, I'm only 25. I'm heading to my third Olympics, which I'm really excited about. And I just want to get there, I guess, in the best possible shape and to keep striving for that improvement and that excellence on a daily basis.
Now, explain to us this C1 event, because this is the first time it'll be making its debut at an Olympics in Tokyo, and you've now qualified for both. So the C1 is where you're on your knees. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, that's correct. Yeah. Yep. So the canoe, the C1 event, is in a kneeling position with a single blade paddle, and the kayak, the K1, is in a seated position with the double-bladed paddle. So the boats look fairly similar from the outside when you're watching. So most people just see the paddle that's different, but also, yeah, you're kneeling instead of sitting. And yes, as you said, it's the first time that it'll be added to the Olympic program in Tokyo. It's the first time we'll have gender equity in our sport, which is fantastic. And I'm really excited because I raced the last two Olympics just in the K1 event, but was doing C1 alongside at the World Cup. So now to actually have the opportunity to race both for the first time in history is really something I'm very excited and proud about. For all the women in my sport, it'll be a really historic moment.
Yeah, well, how many of the women you're up against in the K1 will also be against you in the C1? Are there many that do the crossover?
There's only 5 of us who'll be racing both events. Yeah, so not that many. There are more at the World Championship and World Cup level, but because our quota spots are so restricted, only one athlete per country per event. So in my case, because I'm doing both classes, I'm the only representative for Australia in the women's categories. So that's kind of what's happened in some of the other countries. They may have other athletes who double up, but who will only be racing one event at the Olympics.
Yeah. And what about the Olympics over there in Tokyo? Do you get a chance to train in the lead up to the Olympics on the course?
Yeah, I actually just got back from Tokyo. We were there for a couple of weeks training. It was our first look at the course, our first try of the course. So it was a really exciting time to get there and to also, you know, make the most of our training time there, but also make the most of the tourism so that, you know, you can kind of get all the distractions out of the way and enjoy the culture and experience a little bit of it.
Okay, what was the best thing you saw in Japan?
I think the best thing. I mean, we were mainly in Tokyo.
Right.
But I did go to Shibuya Crossing on Halloween, which was absolutely mental.
It's enormous. So that's the big crossing, Jimmy, with the multiple zebra crossings. It's extraordinary
where
place.
Of people.
I was going to say with the way it is over there. I mean, I've been to Japan and it's an amazing place. And the first thing I thought about when Japan was announced as hosting the Olympics was their efficiency, how good these complexes will be or these venues. Mm-hmm. What is the course like? I mean, the kayaking venue as a whole, it'll be extraordinary, won't it?
Yeah, it's practically finished. The structure is there. The course is built. They're going to make a few tweaks, and we'll be going back there in March, in April, and in May to get more time on the course, because it will most likely change a little bit between now and the game. And yeah, I mean, it's all there except for, you know, sort of the change rooms. That's still getting built, but the course itself is great. It's similar to Rio visually, I find. But when you're sitting in the start blocks, you've got a big Ferris wheel in front of you with Disneyland on that side. And behind you, you've got the Tokyo skyline and Mount Fuji on a clear day. So it's a pretty incredible spot to have a slalom course. And we're not very far from the city, which is very different to previous games as well. So my first impressions were really positive, and I enjoyed paddling there, so looking forward to being back there.
Jess, I've got to ask you, I've been to a few regattas, and I remember going to it. No, I have.
Jess,
but the...
Well, you have to be careful there. Regattas are rowing.
Well, that's, yeah.
Oh, Jess, it's
back
a knockout.
Back in 2000. No, my family were big in the kayaking, the sprinting kayaking. My family member in the K4. Yeah. Anyway, digress. Rivalries. I remember the Hungarian team.
Oh yeah.
And what I'm trying to get at here is there anyone on the tour or anyone that you'll be competing against that we want to get a bit of a rivalry happening here and you can talk some smack. So who are you hoping that you beat?
I guess it's different in my sport because it's one by one down the course. There's not that sort of confrontational nature where with head-to-head racing or, you know, tennis where you're versing each other directly. So I've got a couple of competitors who are really strong, and in the past couple of years I've sort of been head-to-head with Ricarda Funk from Germany in the kayak event. And in the C1 event, Mallory Franklin from GB is probably my biggest rival, but there are still, you know, up-and-coming girls who will be at their first games who are, you know, really progressing quickly and are very hungry. So you can't discount anyone, and anyone who makes that final pull out something on the day. So probably those two, Ricarda Funk and Mallory Franklin, but they're also my friends, so it can't be enough.
Nah, give it to her.
We love great rivalry, Jess. We love great rivalry. Hey, listen, in the lead up to the Olympics, what's your training program look like? When do you do the really heavy part of your program, and when do you start to ease off?
Yeah, so I've just come off big season training camp in Tokyo, so I've sort of had a couple of weeks of a bit lighter training and some cross training, and now we start to ramp up the volume around November, December. We've got our Oceania Championships in January in New Zealand, so I'll head over there for a couple of weeks. We've got our domestic international races in Australia and Penrith in February as well, and then I'll head to Tokyo for training camps in March, in April, in May. And then we've got World Cups in June and then the Olympics in July, August. So it's going to come around pretty quickly. Oh. And it's already a chock-a-block schedule, I guess.
Oh, I'm tired just hearing you talk about it. It's far too difficult from my point of view. Look, just over 6 months away until you do get that a third opportunity to go to an Olympics Games. It's amazing. We wish you all the best with that. We wish you all the best on Monday night too in your nomination for Athlete of the Year with the New South Wales Champions of Sport ceremony. And we really appreciate your time this morning, Jess.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
There she is, Jess Fox, an absolute star. And we wish her all the best on Monday. For those people, we've got to give away a double pass for this one. So call now on 13 53 53. You've got to tell us, as an 18-year-old, what was the colour of the medal that Jess Fox won at the London Olympics Games in 2012?
What a canoeing. What are they called, regattas?
Oh, please. Hey, missed it by that much, Davey.